This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Baton Rouge area, Republican Congressman Garrett Graves, whose district was redrawn, says he still intends to run for office despite the fact his district is now more likely to elect a Democrat. Graves criticized lawmakers for passing a map he believed was haphazardly drawn to satisfy only a demographic versus communities of interest.
This looked more like a kid, a two-year-old with a crayon, than it looked like an actual deliberate effort to draw new congressional maps that help out or improve the representation of the citizens of Louisiana.
Graves and others have said the map is almost a carbon copy of one that courts rejected in the 1990s, and he's confident that they'll reject it again. While some lawmakers say they had no choice but to pass a map with two majority black districts, Graves says otherwise, that the map had yet to make its way through all of the possible merits of a trial.
Folks kept saying, oh, well, we had to do this. It was a court mandate. That's not true. And if we have attorneys in the state of Louisiana that believe that there was some court mandate, they should be disbarred. That's ridiculous.
In the meantime, he says he'll see how it plays out in the courts. And because he's in line to become the new chair of House Transportation, which oversees fundings for roads, bridges, coastal restoration, and FEMA, to name a few, Graves says he might look at running in one of the other four congressional districts that include Baton Rouge.
And determining which of those would make the most sense for us to run in, and that way we would be able to continue this pathway of becoming the next chair of the Transportation Committee.
And the district he's speaking of could be the fifth district of Julia Letlow, as Letlow now has a large population center in Baton Rouge, now included in the 5th Congressional District. Also, in the 4th Congressional District, looking at maps, a good portion of West Monroe is now with the Shreveport Congressman, no longer in the 5th District with Letlow. On a 3-2 vote, the Public Service Commission has voted to create a statewide energy efficiency program. Opponents say it will lead to higher bills, but PSC member Devontae Lewis says Entergy, Clico, SWEPCO, and other companies regulated by the commission can tap into federal dollars to make homes more efficient.
It gives you rebates for new appliances, air conditioner, stoves, so we can reduce your energy usage, because we know that when your home is weatherized and your home is efficient, your bill is low.
And some changes to Sunbelt men's basketball. There was a fire last night, electrical fire down at the Cajun Dome. That's a game between Arkansas State and the Raging Cajuns was postponed. It'll be played today at 4 o'clock. ULM's next opponent was Arkansas State on Saturday. That game has now been moved to 1 o'clock on Sunday. I'm Corey Crowe. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.